Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
My name is Wes Otis. Welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 28. I have some wonderful players with me. Let us start with Mac.
Ew. Hi, everybody. I am Mac, and I am playing Wanda Sims, who is about as straight-laced as it comes. We'll see how that goes with this bunch of miscreants.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Yesenia Alvarez, and she's all patched up and ready to go.
Hello, I'm playing Norman Morales, and he's ready to get his feet wet, even though his shoes are very clean, so wrong analogy.
Hi, I'm Pooja, playing Robin Porter, who just wants to remind you that if you remain so stiff, it leads to a higher likelihood of injury. And stretching and loosening up will actually result in a higher rate of success.
You know what leads to higher rates of injury? Bullets. Bullets lead to higher rates of injury.
Yeah, what's a good stretch for bullets, Robin?
Can you lead us through that exercise?
If you're more limber, then you can get into a sprint faster.
You can bullet time like Keanu Reeves.
You can zigzag. It makes for a harder target.
Serpentine. Yes.
One advanced stretch is to jump into the air, stretch out as far as you can, and jump behind something.
Mm-hmm. It's to sprint, slide in like you're sliding in the home base underneath a car.
Yeah.
Therefore, the better targets are the people who are slower to get underneath the car around you.
Yes.
Incredible.
So, last time we got together, the crew met each other at a Linney's in Fresno to get a brief from Agent Jackson, their new case handler, who seems to have a very hands-on management style to help with backup and any of that stuff that you might need. So, she's going to be in the area while the operation is going on. She reviewed the last operation and felt that that was a good step forward to make it a little bit easier for you all. You found out about 5 disappearances from the same school of parents from students of Washington Middle School in Fresno. And if anyone's listening in Fresno, I know I made it up because I didn't want to actually pick a real middle school for Fresno. I think that'd be kind of weird. So, these parents have disappeared after sporting events, usually at night. The last one disappeared in his car, and his son was in the back seat and fell asleep or was unconscious, doesn't really remember anything. You all asked a lot of good, pertinent questions, whether or not the missing parents, students were really good at the sport or really bad, and there was didn't seem to really be a correlation, at least that Agent Jackson knew about. She also let you know that they were kind of from all over the place and that their disappearances were usually broken up by whatever season sport was going on. Someone disappearing from football, someone disappearing from soccer, someone disappearing from basketball, depending on what was going on for that season. You also found out that the PTA is very active in the school, and the leader of the PTA is Bree Baker. You don't know much about her beyond her name, and there hasn't been anything left at the crime scene, so no residues have been found, no gunpowder, no obvious signs of a crime besides the person just going missing. The reason you're all here is because of that. There usually is a clear path, and the local PD would be the ones dealing with it. But Delta Green picked up on it and decided this is something that we should look into. She also warned you about Phantom News, both a good thing and a bad thing. It's a group of YouTubers who go out and investigate suspicious things going on that might be supernatural. And they may have picked up on this story. Delta Green has been kind of trying to keep it out of the news, but with no avail. It's kind of rumbling now because five victims is really hard to keep from the school kind of blowing up in rumors. That is where we ended last time. You've left the Lennies. You've gone to where the coordinates are for the green box, which is kind of your loot drop box in a way. It has body armor and weapons and all that good stuff in it. Basically, if it's not too far out of, you know, there's no flamethrower in there, but if you want a shotgun or rifle or grenade or something like that, you can get that kind of stuff and body armor, as well as maps and different places to go in the city that might be helpful. You're all together. You've gone by your drop box or your green box. What do you all want to do?
Well, do we have to... We have to figure out cover, right? Our cover for interacting with...
Yeah, I was going to leave that up to you. What kind of cover do you want to give?
Yeah, so would we have anyone in the school that would know actually who we are, kind of? Like, we could... So, absolutely...
Nobody totally knows who you are.
Undercover. Okay.
Totally undercover.
Very interesting, because I had one idea, and I'll propose it to my team, that we could go in as... repair company, that kind of someone could make a little problem that seems bigger than it is. And then we have access to a lot of unconventional areas within the school. That's just a one-off. That, or I do wonder about the school security measures. Of course, we can probably look that up, but could also go in from that angle of there's weird stuff. We've been hired by the district to increase security. Those are my two ideas for now. Or we could go with the whole FBI straight up angle.
I like your idea. I think maybe a combination of things, like maybe one of us is the new custodial staff and one of us is, you know, a couple of us are doing repairs on, I don't know, the phones or the computers or, you know, whatever. People tend not to notice service people.
I was also going to propose that we have someone pose as a athletic recruiter to go talk to the gym teacher to get more information about the school's athletics program.
A very good idea.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could all go under different covers.
Yeah.
We could. Or we could go as a team that's been sent by a local politician in order to, you know, the new initiative about excellence in schools and the possibility of more funding, which always gets people to talk about things that are wrong. Just a thought.
That is also a great angle.
Yeah, give the teachers 5 minutes with you. They'll tell you everything that is wrong with the school and the district. We're just going to talk shop for like ever.
A while. Yeah. So any one of those ideas is great. You need to pick one.
I feel like my strengths could be served as coming in as a either electrician repairing type deal, or we could go IT route, of course. And I am okay with doing that with either just a duo or single or whatever, because I do like the diverse roles that we should be playing here.
I do believe various covers is going to give us the most coverage.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm fine with going in as custodial staff, and maybe, Norman, you go in as IT, and, you know, Wanda, you could be the athletic recruiter, and Robin, you could go in as, like, some organizational grant, you know.
I mean, all of that showing up at once, like all four of us showing up at once with completely different covers feels like suspicious.
They're not going to notice custodial or IT. They're not going to notice. Nobody understands IT. No one remembers who the IT people are. Same with custodial.
Robin, I do believe that our two covers could be combined into one cover and we can go in as a team.
That sounds great. I appreciate that. It just feels so... I don't know. Like, yes, different covers, but also, hi, here are four new people who have shown up.
Yeah, originally I was thinking this would be spread out. No way on the same day.
Yeah, well, if we speak to academic excellence across the board and particular funding and that we have a particular interest in the health of the students and keeping them active, that allows us to discuss the sports angle as well.
Yeah, balancing sports and physical activity with schoolyard performance or school classroom performance, schoolyard performance. but yeah, something like that.
Is your son a wimp? We just need to know for our statistics.
Does he get beat up a lot?
Does he get beat up?
So then doesn't, because we could also still do it in two different days if we still are nervous about four new faces. Or do we feel confident with a duo and then two solo acts? We could do it in one day.
Or do we have an umbrella of, you know, so that way if people see us together later, we don't have to hide that we know each other. The umbrella of improvement of the school, but covering these different areas.
Yeah, we could all be sent by the district in some way for that common goal.
Yeah, so like Norman could start investigating their, what tech do you have? What do you have? You know, what could be improved on? Stuff like that. I could look at facilities in general and talk to different people in facilities because they see everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
But yes, that's just my idea. That way, I don't have to pretend not to know you all.
So I'm going to say, for confusion's sake, that you all are using, obviously, aliases and all of that, but we're not going to get into all of that. We're just going to use character names, and the listeners just know that we're using that for simplicity so that we don't all get confused. But in reality, you are using fake IDs, fake names, and all of that, okay? Just because otherwise, we have 16 different names going on, and that's chaos none of us needs. All right, so you get all your gear, you make your plans. The next day is, we'll say for convenience sake, is going to be Monday. A great time for you to make a surprise visit on Washington Middle School. All right, so the next day, you all get ready. You dress appropriately for what you're about to do. And you head over to Washington Middle School. And you get to the front desk. You walk up and there's a middle-aged woman there with purple hair. And she says, hello. What can I do for you today?
Yes, good morning. I am here on behalf of the district, and I believe that you knew that we were coming, correct?
She looks at her Post-it notes in front of her. She goes, no, I didn't. What's it regarding?
Well, honestly, that's part of what it was regarding. We want to make sure that communication is on the up and up between the district and the individual schools, making sure that everything is as it should be on all fronts for potential grants.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very sorry. We did not get any communique about it.
Oh, and I apologize for that as well. It's a communication thing that we're really trying to reinforce throughout the school district.
I see. Okay. Well, Principal Martinez is out doing her rounds right now. She'll be back in just a few minutes as soon as first period starts up here. Should be in a couple seconds. You'll hear the bell, and once she's here, you can speak with her. Until then, just take a seat.
Honestly, it would be interesting for a couple of my fellows here to go and take a look around whilst things are in session. Is that okay?
That's fine, but I would need to see everybody's ID, and I'd need to give you a visitor's pass.
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So people know you're here. You're supposed to be here. By the way, this is a question that I should have asked before. Is anybody packing at this point?
Of course.
Oh.
We're in the school.
Yeah.
How did you not trip off the metal detector?
That's what I'm wondering, is that...
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my God. Well, it is Fresno.
It is Fresno. Well, not only is it Fresno, it's California.
Yes, this is what I mean. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if middle schools have metal detectors. I guess it depends on the unified, which school district.
Well, I'm going to give it a luck roll to see whether or not, 50-50 roll, just to see whether or not they do. Because Fresno has had issues, we know, so.
Yeah, it's just wild to think about. Like, I don't have kids and haven't been in school in a long time, so it's just foreign to me.
There is no metal detector, but there is a on-site police officer, just an officer that deals with students who are acting up or having any problems. all schools at this point, at least all the schools that I've seen, kind of have a prison feel where they have the big fence out in front, or you have to go through one entry, and it's usually through the office to be able to get into it, unless it's a much older school, and then they just have fences up everywhere. So you kind of lucked out. You show them the IDs. See how good the IDs are. Your IDs are good. They pass.
I was about to say, what?
Well, I mean, you know, these were all done pretty quick, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
No, but you're okay. She looks at them, writes down your names in the book. You sign the little book next to your names. She gives you the green visitor pass things for your shirts or blouses or whatever. And you head out into the school. The principal will be walking the halls, making sure students are quickly going to whatever class they're supposed to be. And then she turns to a girl who is sitting, waiting, and she goes, "The vice principal will speak to you in just a few minutes. Anna, I don't like seeing you in here every week," as the door is shutting. So you're in the school. There are kids everywhere going to their classes. What do you all want to do?
I'm going to keep on a lookout for Principal Martinez because I'm going to have to do some talking with them specifically to help reinforce our cover. So that's what I'm going to focus on.
Okay. What about you, Saint? What is Norman doing?
Well, he has been looking to see what type of security system is just here. Just me, like, cameras? Is it nothing? Is it whatever? Can I actually do a roll to see, or can you tell me?
Yeah, you don't need to roll. I'm going to say it's pretty. They're not hiding their cameras or anything. They have cameras, it looks like, in all of the hallways. You're guessing probably not in the actual rooms, but definitely in the hallways. There is a police officer who is at the front and kind of greeting kids as they're getting there. The door is open.
Right. And no metal detectors.
No metal detectors. Whether or not that's the police officer's preference, you don't know. Lockers, there are no lockers.
Do they have cubbies? Is it like that?
No. They carry, they have books. The books are usually in the school, in the rooms that they're going to go to, and then they have a book at home. They kind of got rid of lockers because of security. People could put whatever they wanted in them, so they got rid of those years ago. So a lot of kids have backpacks with all their folders and stuff in them, and that is why a lot of times law enforcement is very pro metal detectors, because, of course, you can carry something in. So, yeah, but that's what you notice, is that there's a police officer. There's definitely cameras going. They've got the chain link fence around the school. So there you go.
That type. Got it. Not a fortress. Not a fortress.
Not a total fortress. No, but yeah.
Which is probably good for their mental health.
Yeah, they're taking precautions.
Yeah. Okay. I am, because I guess I'm not going anywhere yet. I would be looking to find their, like, computer lab and find the, like, computer teacher or something like that.
Right. Some place to get on. You probably would suspect that their main computers, the things that you're going to want to look into, are going to be either attached to the office or in the office. Probably one terminal that controls everything.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking, oh, they might even have like a server, you know, server closet, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to be looking. That's my next goal, is to figure out what those rooms are and get on a computer.
Yeah, they have basically a Mordor computer that controls it all. Robin, what are you doing?
I think I'm going to just be looking around, trying to figure out, like, if there's... I want to talk to somebody who, like, whoever the administrator is who deals with the PTA would be my, you know, my focus. Like, oh, let's talk about parent-teacher involvement and what your blah, 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 that side of it.
Okay. That is definitely going to be the vice principal.
Great. So I guess I'm talking to the VP.
Yeah. Okay. Yesenia, what are you doing?
Well, before I head off, I just kind of quietly say to Robin, because I know Robin's going to be talking to the vice principal. I said, find out if any of the students had any discipline issues, okay, before this all, you know, before their parents were taken.
Mm-hmm.
because I saw that girl sitting on that bench and I was like, I wonder. So I'm going to go and start just walking the campus and talking to facility staff.
Okay, so like janitor and all that stuff.
Janitors, groundskeepers, everybody who keeps everything up and running, you know, and looking good, those are the people I'm talking to.
Now, this is a school of a pretty decent size. There's probably about, I want to say, 1,200 students here altogether, which is pretty big for a middle school, actually, because there's usually more middle schools than there are high schools. So they have a couple of janitorial staff, but the main guy is, his nickname is Ace. The kids call him Ace because he's able to throw trash from anywhere in a room and hit the trash. And it's just a nickname they came up with for him a few years ago, and it just stuck. So that's what the kids call him, and that's what he calls himself at this point. So that's who you'll be talking to. Let's start with Ace and kind of make our way back around. So in the mornings, Ace is kind of not in the hallways because it's just bedlam. He waits for them all to leave. He's a, I want to say, man in his mid-30s with a shaved head. He's Caucasian, but has spent a little too much time in the sun. So he's definitely looks older than he probably is because of sun damage. He's also obviously a smoker because you notice nicotine stains on his fingers. He must smoke quite a bit. And he's got on a Dickies black like overalls with a white shirt underneath. And he is outside repairing just like in the main area where the kids go for lunch. He's repairing some table out there. It's busy work before he has to go in and clean up the hallways and the bathrooms between the classes. And he sees you approaching and says, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Can I help you?
Yes. My name is, insert pseudonym here, and I'm here with a group that's, you know, we're evaluating the schools and looking at their eligibility for grants and things like that. And, you know, we look at all aspects of the school. So I just was wondering if you had time for a little chit chat.
Sure. What do you need to know?
Well, what is it that you really like about this district?
Well, I mean, my job's pretty simple. I come in and I clean up and I fix whatever's been broken. I like the hands-off nature of the principal. If there's a problem, she'll let me know, but she's not down my throat all the time about it. So I'm able to do my job without worrying about micromanaging. It affords me my weekends off and allows me to head to the Bay Area or into Los Angeles or wherever to go surf during the summer and kind of hang out. But I mean, you know, it's a school. It's a school gig. There's stuff that's annoying and there's stuff that's not, you know, I think it's just like any other school, to be honest.
Do you feel like you get enough support from the district?
Well, no, of course not. There's never enough support. You know, you always want more people, you know, better supplies. Schools have to decide where their money goes. So, you know, we don't always get what we need.
So what are those annoying things that you deal with?
When I started 15 years ago, I was at a different school. I've been here for about 5 years. But when I started doing janitorial work, the parents were just starting the kind of helicopter parent thing. And nowadays, they seem to let the kids get away with more and more. The children will make a mess or act out, and I don't feel like there's enough. Like, they should be taught that, yes, this is a janitorial job, it's a labor job, and it's important. And without us, the school would look like utter hell. Respecting your environment is something I think that the kids haven't been learning enough of. To clean up after themselves or to respect all of the staff. There's a lot of rich parents who I don't think their kids are being taught that work is a backbone of how society is kept running.
Yeah. I mean, I can totally see that. I think a lot of them don't even realize the safety implications of not maintaining the grounds and the facilities. You know, it's an important job. That's why I'm asking. So how involved are the parents at this school?
It really depends on what parents you're talking about. It runs the gamut. If you're part of the PTA, those are a lot of the rich parents that have a parent that is able to stay at home. Our working class parents aren't usually in the PTA, and so they don't usually have an opportunity to show up to all the meetings and everything else. They're still involved. It's just not in the same way. I don't know how to explain it. The PTA is very authoritarian at this point. They really push hard for the changes that they want, and their changes usually align with what they want for their own children, not for the betterment of the entire school.
Was the PTA at your previous school this bad?
No. Nowhere near. The last school I was in, it was more of a mix. You have parents that genuinely would love to be more involved, but just work too much. And you know, so they'll show up to a couple of games and do what they can. And then you have parents that chip in. But this group, this particular bunch seems to be very cliquish.
Okay. All right. And I think that's it. I'll let you get back to work. Do you mind if I just take a walk around the campus?
Be my guest. Go for it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Let's jump over to Pooja and Robin. So, Robin, you were going to possibly speak to the vice principal, Wallace Tucker. So he's in the office. And when you go back into the office, the young lady who was there is leaving his office. And you hear him say, I don't want to see you back in here for the rest of the school year or next time we call in your parents. And she passes you by with this, you know, kind of looking down, angry look on her face. And how do you introduce yourself?
Hello, Mr. Tucker. I'm sure you've been informed that we are here on behalf of the school district to evaluate and make notes in terms of possible grant distribution.
Come into my office. We can talk.
Wonderful. Well, my colleagues are out. You know, we each have our own expertise, if you will. And mine today is family administrator relations.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that you are the point person in contact with the PTA here?
Yes, I am. I deal with a lot of the PTA requests and scheduling and all that.
And how would you say, how involved would you say parents are in the PTA? Is there community investment?
There is a lot of community investment in the PTA itself. Our PTA members tend to be the most invested.
Mm-hmm. As is, you know, that's pretty standard, I suppose.
It is, yeah.
And I know that you have a robust athletics program at this institution. And do you have a subset of the PTA that would consider themselves like the boosters, if you will?
Yes. I would even go so far as saying the PTA's main focus is sports. Yeah, they do focus on academics to a point, but they're also very involved in sports.
That's interesting. Do you find that with the community and especially the parents being so focused on sports that it leads to, I wouldn't want to insinuate anything, so know that it's just questions, all routine, that maybe additional disciplinary problems, additional, like maybe some academic lagging?
Well, as long as you're not quoting me on what I'm saying about the parents of this particular facility.
All of our information is confidential.
Okay. In that case, they are trying is a polite way to say how they are interacting. They can be very trying. There is a group of moms at the top with a woman named Bree Baker running the PTA right now. Her youngest is in the elementary school. She has her middle child in middle school, and her oldest child is going to be graduating. And I've been dealing with Bree for quite a while, and I have to deal with her for another stint if I stay at this school. She is, as ineloquent as this might be, a ball breaker. She is difficult to deal with, and her friends are difficult to deal with. They are only interested in what will help their own children. and see anybody who's not in the PTA or part of their clique as lesser. Now, I didn't explain Wallace Tucker looked like. He is a black man in his 50s, a little bit overweight, but still, you know, not bad. Has a suit on that is very nicely pressed and everything else. And with that kind of in mind, you get the inference that he's saying is that they tend to be a bit in the superiority complex of their kids being more important than everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And you said Bree has, there's like a group of mothers.
Yes. The other two are Tiffany and Summer are the other two. So it's Tiffany Rogers and Summer Westfield.
Oh, right. Now, where would you say your greatest community outreach, where is your strongest and where are your weakest points at this time?
Well, sports basically generates a lot of money for us. The PTA does, to their credit, set up a lot of things like bake sales. There's car washes. There's all of these different things that they do throughout the year. But we also do things like book fairs, like scholastic sales. And we have our usual open house and our teacher meetings. That allows us to connect with parents who are not able to show up as much as other parents. But yeah, those are our biggest community outreach.
Fantastic. And would you say that, especially with new parents constantly coming in, that there's anyone else? I mean, surely once you get into the year five, year six of someone being the head of the PTA, usually there are people who, like, chafe under that kind of yoke, if we will.
He looks reserved for a moment, like, okay, we're off the record.
Absolutely confidential. And it's really just to get a overall sense of the health of the school.
So, being from the district, you know that we've had some parents go missing this year. Each year, Bree has been challenged by someone. And in the past, what would happen is they would get together and attack whoever was doing this. Last year, she didn't have Summer and Tiffany. She always has somebody, though, that she uses as, you know, her bulldog. And they spread rumors or whatever. And this is all stuff that happens outside the school at PTA meetings. The faculty doesn't really have much interaction with them except for when we're invited to those meetings and when we go and present. So we don't see the fights that are going on outside of that. But I do know that she's a bully, and I do know that she goes after people. Now, this year, we've had a few parents disappear, and each of those parents has complained about Bree, Tiffany, and Summer for their draconian views on what should be done with the school. Each of them, except for, now I'm going to rattle off the names of the victims real quick, just so you all know. So the first victim was Julia Rivers, and she was trying really hard to at the beginning of the year to unseat Bree, and then she just disappeared. I'm not saying that Bree had anything to do with it, but it just seems awkward to me. And I mentioned this to the police at the time when they questioned us. Shannon White got in an argument with Summer, I believe. She disappeared not long after that. Her kid, she's not even part of the PTA, but her kid's on one of the, I believe she's in track or something. I'd have to look it up. 1,500 students, so I forget. But they got in an argument at a game and she disappeared. The next person was Tony Cruz. Tony was part of the PTA. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what the connection with the three were, but I gotta say, it just, I don't know. In my opinion, all of these disappearances have something to do with those women.
Goodness.
But that's off the record. There's no proof.
Of course, of course.
I can't connect it back to them. It's just, I mean, you know, you get a bullshit detector. You just kind of get a feel for these things.
Yeah, well, if you can think of anything else, especially anything that might, you know, it sounds like Perhaps an influx of funding might give you a little bit more autonomy from relying on fundraising activities from the PTA specifically. And it sounds like academics could specifically use a boost. So if you could think of anything else that would help in terms of applying for grants, just let me know. I'll leave my information and, of course, the district's information with the front desk.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in.
I don't know if it's really a front desk, like when you're talking about a school. It's been a long time.
Yeah, they say front desk, but it's usually a, like, you know, it's a bar.
It's an administrative assistant. I don't know.
Yeah, a secretary with a lot of power. So you get up and he shakes your hand. Let's jump over to Norman. Norman, you were going to check out their little server room and their computer, I believe.
Yes. So oh my God, it literally sounds different. Looking for that server room. I'm guessing, again, that it would be close to where the adults are.
It's just the office. And there's a speckled man in there, hunched over the computer, probably in his late 20s, typing out stuff. And when you open the door, he turns around. And says, oh, hello. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Are you lost? The bathrooms are down that way.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. And I just point to my badge. I'm with the district. We're analyzing a couple of different things about Washington Middle. And yeah, I'm the computer guy. I'm guessing that's who you are?
I am, too, a computer guy.
Fantastic. So, I mean, it's real casual here. I'm just trying to make sure things aren't ridiculously out of date, as is usual with the schools in this district. And I know it's partially funding, so we're going to see if we can correct that or, you know, fix any holes, patch any holes that might be, leaking and we didn't see. So tell me about your setup here.
Well, you're right. We're behind the times. Just so you know, I'm Caleb Hernandez. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. I'm Norman. Sorry. The badge really makes it easy and you forget. yes.
I'm on a old Dell computer at this point. I would love a computer that doesn't take 25 minutes to boot up. An SSD hard drive would be wonderful, but I've been told that getting more than a few gigs of internal memory beyond the external memory that we have for the server is asking too much. Basically, what I have here is everything's hooked up through the computer. The computer just sends everything to the drives. All the drives are disk drives. We don't have anything beyond that, which is normal. That's normal. But a newer computer that's not so old. He's exaggerating, though. You're looking at the computer. It's probably 4 years old, and it's a Windows machine. It's probably running like Windows 9 or something like that or whatever.
What was it? 8-point-something?
8-point-something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like Vista. It's not, you know, that bad. But you could see the XP. You could see that it definitely could use an update and that they're recording everything over to these large, like, pull-out drives. So the fans are going, and it's pretty loud in here. And they pump air-conditioned, you know, air in to help keep everything cool.
Okay. So how long are you keeping the data on these drives? Because this is, and I'm going to pretend I didn't notice. This is probably the security feed, right?
Yeah, we get the security feed in here. We've been told that we can't get rid of anything for a year. So a school year, that is. So school starts, we start with brand new drives that have been wiped and everything. And we go through the entire year. And then if there's no problems, by the time the next school year starts, about a week before the school year starts, I wipe everything and we start again.
Okay. All right. So that is a massive amount of storage that you have here. That's kind of incredible.
We have to run it 24 hours. We had a break-in at the beginning of the year that didn't get caught because we stopped after all the kids have left the building. We were turning it off to help save space. And so, but we had a break in. I don't know if I should have said that or not, but yeah.
No, it's good to know. I mean, it's rare people break into schools, let alone a middle school. What, did they take anything, or was it like, you know, they messed up some stuff, little vandalism?
Well, that's what we originally thought we were going to find, because the front window had been broken. This was about a week before school started, and we thought maybe the kids were messing around. But it seems like they just stole a couple of things out of the trophy case, sorry. They stole a few things out of the trophy case, a couple of the older trophies from 20, 30 years ago. Who wants a basketball trophy from 30 years ago? No idea.
That's, I mean, what, are they made of gold or something? No way.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
What a trip. Norman is filing all of these away, of course.
So we just started running 24/7 just in case something else happened.
Right. Well, you know, that's when you're dealing with kids, you always want to be extremely safe. And let's see if I can, and then I gesture to the Dell, the ancient Dell in front of him. I go, do you mind? I just want to check the, do your internal specs real quick.
Yeah, go for it. No problem.
Yeah, I'll make a quick note of them. And what I want to do is, I mean, he's going to recognize what I'm doing as the guy. So
actually, he says it's a small like closet almost. And he says, you know, it's a smaller room. It's not, they've got racks that go up high and it's not very big. He goes, you mind if I go out? I want to go. The school's close to like a Pokestop and I just need to just hit it real quick to get my numbers for the day. So I'll be right back. Just take a look.
Oh, I thought when you said, I think you meant a Pokestop, like Pokeball?
No, like a Pokemon, like Pokemon Go. Yeah.
Right. And Norman is like, man, but that does inspire me to get some Poke later. So thank you. Don't let me stop you.
So he's not in the room while you're doing this stuff.
Okay. Do a little exciting little crack of my knuckles. And I just want to, because I don't know what I'm looking for, but if I can, and I have a flash drive with me that's about, you know, I meant to look up what's the biggest size flash drive these days.
Oh, I think
they're huge. They're gigabytes.
They're huge, yeah. You can get, like, yeah. I think up to a terabyte if you want, or like 500 gigabytes. It's a lot.
That's awesome. And I brought one for sure, definitely with me. And I'm going to, let's see if I can get footage of, because they gave us the date of, do we have the dates for all of the, I mean, it's kind of a lot of footage, but we do have the dates. And what month is it right now? I meant to ask this earlier.
Right now, if we're talking a year, it's probably January or so, because it was winter when you did your last thing. So we'll say January. It's after winter break.
Okay, so it's the second half of the school year.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, cool. Let's see if I can check. Let's just get footage of maybe some of the games.
You want to check the dates to see what you can find.
Yes, in a very specific, non-wasting of time way.
All right, so you find that they actually don't, all they have is the hallways. They don't have anything in the gym or in any of the classrooms for some reason. But you can check out the hallways on the nights that these people disappeared when there was a sporting event. On one night in particular, you do see a man arguing with a woman right outside of the gymnasium. And he is using his hands in these like big gestures, and she has got her arms crossed, and at some point he's yelling, and she just puts up her hand and kind of dismisses what he's saying and walks back in, and he storms off. He doesn't seem to have a kid with him, so that's a bit odd, but he storms off, and that's the end of the interaction.
Say, I am absolutely saving the clip. And I think before I part ways with this machine, I am going to install just a little bit of malware. Just keep my eye on it, because undoubtedly we will need to be back here.
Right.
Yes.
Suddenly a DOS window opens up at the bottom.
Oh.
And it just says, friend.
Okay. Whoever is doing this at the office needs to be punched in the eye. What is this? I'm like, okay. Is it doing anything else? It's not doing anything else.
Not right now.
All right. I am going to eject my flash drive. No intention of interacting with the...
Okay, so you eject, and do you close the window, the DOS window?
I want to observe it real quick. So nothing's happening?
All there is that little green blip of for you to enter in your response.
Can I try to end the program? So I want to try to put a command line in the actual window and see if that actually, if I can get it to just turn itself off.
Sure, you do that with no problem. It shuts off.
Okay. And nothing has been changed on the desktop otherwise?
Not that you can see, no. Right then, the guy opens the door. How's everything going?
It's going good. Yeah, I think that we have a good idea of what programs we can get you guys set up with. So you definitely need a new antivirus. That's a travesty that this is connected to the internet and...
Absolutely.
Like a, yeah, let's get that updated. In fact, I can do that remotely. We're all connected via the networks.
Any help you can give us, I will greatly appreciate.
All right, excellent. And I will talk to you maybe later. Thanks.
No problem. Nice to meet you.
Name of man?
Caleb Hernandez.
Nice to meet you, Caleb.
All right, so you head out. Let's jump over to Wanda. I'm going to ask you, you see the principal kind of corralling people. The bell rings and all the kids have gone into classes and she has started to walk back. Her name is Rose Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
She is a woman in her probably early 60s. Her hair is peppered brown and white and she's probably 5'3". But looks like she probably could punch at 6'2". So very much a veteran of the middle school. And she's walking back. How do you want to introduce yourself?
Principal Martinez.
Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Yes. I am so sorry to approach you like this. I talked to the front office and was informed that the communication that we sent did not get received. I am from the district. And I'm here with my team to do an assessment of the school to figure out if we can get you some grants and some better funding.
Well, that would be amazing. I am not shocked at all that the district did not get in touch with us. It is a bit of a shit show. Let's go to my office and have a conversation.
Absolutely. While we're walking, do I see like a trophy case or anything like that?
You do. It's right in front, this big trophy case with a bunch of trophies. You also notice that the doors, the trophy case looks old, and it's been around probably since the 50s, whereas the doors on the trophy case look brand new. They've just been installed.
Wow, it seems like you have an impressive athletic history here at the school.
We've had some good years, yeah. It's kind of the... A lot of parents want their kids to come here so that they can, you know, start getting a better education in sports to be able to, like, there's a lot of sports. I'll tell you right off if I think we focus too much on it. We need to get some music and some arts in here to help these kids. But our sports brings in the money, unfortunately.
Understandable, especially with, it seems like, some level of prestige that you have going on here.
Yes, we definitely have a good program.
Has it been continuing into this year to be successful for you?
Yes, it has been. We have been doing relatively well, for sure. And she leads you into her office and you sit down. So tell me about this grant money.
So honestly, we're just looking to help get schools up and running in a better capacity to better serve the student population. And to do so, we obviously need to have some routine checks. And my team and myself will be moving throughout the school, talking to staff and reviewing all the pertinent information to make sure that the money is allocated properly.
Oh, okay. Well... As you understand, as is regulation, I just need to call the office real quick over there and just double check that everything's on the up and up. You understand it's security and all that.
I mean, you are perfectly welcome to do so. But as we already know, there's been some communication errors. And I do worry that maybe some of that information has been misplaced or lost, as is wont to do, unfortunately. Even we have our problems up at District.
Well, let me just check real quick. And she picks up the phone and she calls and she says, we have some visitors here talking about grant money. Really? All right. Well, thank you. And she hangs up the phone and says, it looks like everything is in order. They apologize for not getting in touch with us. Go ahead and continue. What do you need from us?
Well, I'm sure that my team is already collecting some information, but I would like to have your perspective on where the school is succeeding, where it might be, I don't want to say failing, but perhaps...
I understand. This is just between you and I, so we can cut all the verbiage. Where we're doing well and where we're not doing well is fine.
Precisely.
Well, our strength is our sports, to the point where it cripples the rest of the school. All of the money goes mainly to the sports. Our PTA is mainly concerned about the sports. They don't really raise a lot of money for anything else. Most of the richer kids are tutored and have after-school programs and everything else that helps them with their academics, whereas our working-class families don't have the opportunities to do all of that. In my opinion, what needs to happen is the PTA needs to be knocked down a few pegs so that we can start, or we need to get rid of their leader and we can move in a better direction that would raise money for our own after-school programs for children who don't have the financial means. Maybe their parents are at work, so they need tutoring help or whatever, those kind of things.
I'm going to go out on a limb and ask... Is it a question of legacy with these parents and the sports focus that the parents themselves were on sports teams and it's a continuation throughout this family history?
At this particular moment, yes. It is definitely a legacy problem. Our current member, Bree Baker, came to the school about 25 years ago, I think. You know, she was here and did really well in sports. And I remember I was here when I was a teacher at the time. I remember her from then. And it's odd for principals to stay in one school for a long time, but this is my home. I've been here for a while. And I wanted to retire here. But anyway, she's a difficult one. She's very precise on what she wants. She is holding on to the PTA with an iron fist because she has three children that spanned every school level. So she is using that to hold on to power for as long as possible. I will not be here once her youngest child gets into our school. So I will have the unfortunate pleasure of never seeing her replaced. That's how PTA should work, is they come and go. Parents are on the PTA for maybe a few years at a time. Their child ages out and they drop out, but that hasn't happened with Bree.
And may I ask why you will be making your departure?
I'm old. I'm done. I'm going to be turning 63 soon. My pension is up and I'm ready to go on some cruises with my friends and play bingo and do all that old person shit. I'm just ready for it.
Well, it sounds like it's well deserved. Is there anything that you need from me by way of information, or do we have pretty much free rein to go through and make our assessments as necessary?
Well, I checked with the office. They seem to back up what you're saying, but I would like, you know, maybe a rundown of what the program's going to be, what kind of funds are being offered. As I said, if there's any way, see if the PTA finds out that there's money coming into the school, Bree will be on it quicker than a spa day. And we want to avoid that. because if it's earmarked for anything, she will try to funnel that money into sports, and I'd really like to avoid that.
I understand, but we do not answer to the PTA. We are going to do what is in the best interest of the students. Regarding the details, I will work on having my office round up sort of a memo for you with all of the pertinent details. Give us some time, though, as you know, we've got a lot of schools that we're reviewing and a lot of moving parts, and as we already discussed earlier, communication sometimes gets a little broken down, shall we say.
Absolutely. Well, it was nice meeting you. Go ahead and take a look around. Just keep your badges on so the faculty knows you're supposed to be here. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. You leave.
And I totally clocked that she called the district and everything's on the up and up. So my brain is like, what the fuck?
What?
So out of game, I will tell you why. You are all professionals. You are very capable people. So it is in my opinion, as the handler of the game, that you would have told your plan to Agent Jackson.
Yeah.
And she would have set up a way to receive that phone call and say everything is okay.
I kind of figured, but I wanted to make sure that that wasn't like a thing I needed to clock as like, principal is scary and there's a problem.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's you have more backup this time than you've ever had before.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. So like you told her what the plan was. She put somebody in place to be able to handle it.
Gotcha. So, perfect.
That's it. And I actually think this is a great place to stop. We have a lot of information to talk about. I feel like that would serve us better in the next episode as opposed
totally.
To stretching this way out. So I had a lot of fun. Thank you all. I don't know if you've noticed, but the tone of this particular episode is a little bit different because I wanted to do something a little different from the last two. You know, this is the X-Files fun, like, I'm not going to say humorous, but not as heavy as like the smoking man in the garage or whatever. So thank you, Coffee and Patreon backers, so much for supporting us. We appreciate it. You know where we all are. Let's just real quick, if you all want to give a shout out to what games you're playing right now, that would be cool. Or not. Just say hello. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you know where to find me on the socials. I'm always going to be at Mishulu, and I'm pretty active on Twitter and Discord, so chat me up.
Hey, y'all. I am Mac, and you know I'm hither, thither, and yon as strange like that, and doing a lot of working on creative stuff, so check out what I'm working on and, you know, give me a shout, maybe commission one of your characters from a game you're playing to be drawn.
Hello, I'm Pooja, and you can find me, you know, across the internet in different ways that you continually hear about every time you listen to one of the our episodes. I'm a little bit less on Twitter nowadays, as I think most of us are. But the rest of the socials, forgotten saves, come see photos of my cats. It's lovely. Very calming. And you can find me on the Happy Jacks RPG, both the podcast and the stream. And then coming up, a little something special from Queen Court Games.
Well, I've got nothing to share with you. Sorry. But you can find me on Twitter if you want.
Awesome. Again, thanks so much for supporting. We appreciate it. We will see you next month with another installment of Delta Green. Until then, have a great whatever you're listening to, weekend or drive or whatever.
Bye.